Hello there, my name is Cody Kane. This episode contains some very graphic descriptions and very violent descriptions of someone who is suffering from various forms of alcoholism and the death of a family member. So if that sort of thing would trigger you, I would ask you to please skip this game. And I will catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in. In the meantime, it means a lot, but this game was very dark, a lot darker than I anticipated. But this is the Halloween game. This, again, is this game is Keep In Mind. And for those who continue to listen, I hope you enjoy. Get right to it.
Hello there, and welcome to Halloween. My name is Kylie Kane. And today we're going to be playing a game. It's rather short. The music is rather beautiful. And it is the story of a man suffering from addiction and his inner demons. I have heard this game is rather short, so this may not be a very long episode. But I feel it was fitting. Let's take a look at this. Is Keep In Mind. We open on a scene of the man named Jonas laying in bed with his wife. He's laying in a room and he is surrounded by alcohol bottles of alcohol on his side of the bed, while his wife's side of the bed is very prim and proper. His wife says, "Jonas? Honey, are you awake? I know you weren't sleeping. Why won't you talk to me? Is it something I've done? Each night you drink until you can't speak. And the morning comes and you just forget everything. Including me. Every night we fight to keep a conversation going. Every night I fight to keep you conscious. If we just talked about it, we could be happy again. ... I feel so far from you. We see the words on the screen uncovered in black or surrounded by black. It says, where? Where am I? I think this looks like my home, but that's impossible. We see this man standing in the middle of a room surrounded by nothing. The room is black, covered, same room we were just in, but it's solid pitch black with a green outline. I need to get out of here, he says. Something has gone very wrong. And now we can walk. Okay, so we're walking. We leave the room. And we see on the screen a demon in front of us that says, "Well, well, well. Can it really be our Jonas? Come here, let me get a good look at you. It's been such a long time." I walk up to the demon. I talk to it, and it says, "Well, well, it's been a while, hasn't it? I'm glad you've come to visit us again. I know it must be hard for you to find the time in your busy, pathetic life. That blank look on your face. Don't tell me you've forgotten again. How sad. You don't even recognize me. How does anyone forget? Well, dear Jonas, if you can't figure it out, you'd be doomed to wander here forever, making the same mistake over and over again. You'll probably never escape, you know. You might as well not even try. But if you're so keen to leave, curious puppet, I'll give you a hint. Look around. Isn't this all just a bit familiar? I encourage you to give all the voices here a good listen. They're more familiar than you think." And that is the first demon. We're going to walk up the street to the edge, and it'll continue on down the street, and we see a demon. We see two demons, actually, in front of us, and we're going to talk to the one on the right first. We see three demons. Wow, there's a lot of demons here. First demon is a weird demon. Looks like he's eating some flesh with his mouth open. He says, "I've wrenched up my insides in place of all the things I've never said. All I can taste is blood, and all I ever taste is blood. The blood isn't so bad." That's two. All right, so we go to find this third demon here.
He says, I haven't slept in 3 days. I've checked the back doors 3 times. There, did you see that? Quickly, close your eyes. He can't see you if you can't see him.
All right, that's number 3. Can I leave the screen? Nope. Looks like I can leave the screen to the right. And we are crossing a bridge. And it looks like there is a flower crying into the water.
I'm so tired. I have never been this tired. I'm so empty. I've never been this empty. Maybe this river can carry me far away.
Holy shit, this guy's got some dark thoughts, I'm telling you what. We can't step into the river. Everything's still black and white, by the way, so we're still very much in the black and white void. I'm walking the sidewalk now, and I'm going to walk to the south. We see another one of those demons that was eating a blood earlier, and let's see what talks to him.
Disgusting! What an insignificant creature! Do you realize your disgusting insignificance? Disgusting creatures deserve the mud, so keep squirming in the mud, little insect!
I'm trying to come up with a voice, different voice for each one of these creatures. There's 16 of them, so bear with me. Here's another one. Looks like a dog with no head.
I want to live inside you like a tapeworm. You could pull. I'd never leave you.
Ooh, that's fucked up. Oh, shit. There's a demon that is splitting. Can we talk to him? How do I get up there? I think I walk up the slide. Yeah, I walk up the slide. He's at a playground is what he's at. He's at this playground now.
The guilt split us in two. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. You weren't paying attention. It was your job to watch him slip, thud, crack. Now he's gone because of you. Because of you. Because of me.
So what I'm piecing together is he is now an alcoholic due to possibly losing his son. All right, we see what looks to be a creature playing in a sandbox now. And this creature says this.
The worms, they're warm in my belly. The only comfort I have left when I am empty. Problem? What problem? They need me more than I need them.
Okay, we've got 8 of 16 now. If I end up reusing voices, apologies. So we're leaving the playground now. And there is a long-nosed demon, think Beetlejuice, in front of us.
Doors locked, doors locked, doors locked, doors locked, doors locked, doors locked. No, 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 I didn't mean to go. I didn't mean to leave. It was only for a second. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
Yo, Holmes, you got problems. So he's racked with some sort of guilt for possibly losing his son, it seems like. So he's drinking himself to sleep at night. What is this? Okay, we got 2 demons side by side. One is on top of a water tower and one is staring up the water tower. The one on top of the water tower is standing beside some words that say, come home.
Sigh. Nothing matters anymore. Getting up is a chore. I've got nothing to look forward to. He's already given up on me. And I gave up on myself a long time ago. This one looks tall enough.
All right, let's climb up the ladder. And talk to the creature at the top, who looks like a bird with its guts hanging out. That's, oh my god, that was kind of disturbing. The sound you heard was very close to what I imagine it would be sounding like. So let's walk north here. We're going to walk north out of this water tower map. And we see a blinking eye demon. Okay, hello.
I've counted the grass blades in this field. Every single one of them. There's a specific quantity for everything, an ideal. This tree, for example, this tree has 10 apples. 10 apples only. No more than 10 apples, absolutely no more than 10 apples. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
These are all inner voices of, I believe these are all inner voices of Jonas.
Aren't you scared? Your life is meaningless, empty. You killed your brother, your mother, your marriage, and your mind. Now it's your turn. Aren't you scared?
I mean, yeah, but why? But why? All right, so let's go north, and there looks to be an electrical. We're in an electrical place. So we walked into this build area. Looks like a factory of some sort. Okay, we can't do anything here. The sound effects are warbling, which is really cool. And I see a man who is carrying boxes on his back.
I hate this job. I want to go home. They said I could go home today. They said that yesterday, too.
All right, that's 14 of 16. I see one guy I missed earlier. He's sitting over, leaning over, like crawling in the fetal position.
I think I'm finally alone. They've stopped chasing me. They won't find me back here. No one will ever find me again. So why can I still hear them?
I'm sorry. All right, so we have... This guy is suffering. Like, something fierce, yo. Like, something super fierce. This guy is suffering from delusions and this nightmare that's going on. Do I need to talk to the original one again? Maybe. There are more familiar... No, he don't. No, don't talk. Let's just quickly explore the rest of this map and see if I missed... I probably missed one somewhere. I don't know. This is not like... It's not like freaky in a sense of, oh no, it's freaky, it's freaky, freaky, freaky. It's like this weird sort of dark, foreboding level of freaky that I'm not sure how I feel about. I don't see any more. There's supposed to be one more that I'm missing. I wonder if it's to the north here. It does not look anything to the north. Okay. Maybe he's further to the west here. No one's that direction. Okay. So there's 16 demons, and we got to find all 16. I probably just missed one, like, in plain sight, and I just walked past it or something. There's the eye demon. Hello. Hello, eye demon. All right. Nothing here. There's the mouth demon. There's the crouching demon. The bloody mouth demon is the creepiest one for me. There's, like, I'm walking through this neighborhood. What this is a neighborhood. So let's head south, since we haven't been south yet. I don't think we've been south on the road yet. I found it. Wow, you are probably the creepiest of them all. He's standing there with blood gushing out from the bottom of him, and he's got no eyes and a mouth of a dog.
Oh, God. No, they'll see the blood. They'll know it was me. I can't hide. The trail follows me everywhere. His blood follows me everywhere.
Knock, 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 knock. The door's knock, 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 knock.
It's time to come home, says the first demon we talked about.
So we'll walk home. We walk into the room, and all that sits in front of us is a mirror. We can't walk anywhere. We click the mirror. All of the demons are beginning to appear around us. And I guess they have more dialogue, so let's talk to each of them.
I am self-loathing. I am your years of hateful blame that have left me a mangled wretch. You are a worthless coward. You do not deserve to leave this place.
Okay, ew, that's gross. What about the guy who was looking at the water tower?
I am hopelessness. I am everything you gave up on. I am the lovers you left behind and the people you could have been. But now there's nothing left. There's nothing left but you. You must have hope.
Now we're at the creature that was in the sandbox.
I am addiction. I am everything you used to forget.
The alcohol, the drugs, even the porn.
Everything you used to pretend to exist. What have you brought me this time?
All right, let's go to the blinking eye monster.
I am neuroticism. I am everything you tried to control. Everything you had to be perfect. All I see is chaos, 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 chaos. So many flames, too many flames. Only you can put out the flames, Jonas. You.
Now we move to the man, the working man with the boxes.
I am Burden. Each day I work tirelessly, pretending my worthwhile existence means something. I carry your world on my shoulders. I'm so tired. Don't make me carry it all, Jonas!
Oh man, this is getting dark. All right, let's talk to the weeping man.
I am resignation. I'm every time you've given up. Every sadness you couldn't bear. Every time you've almost ended everything. I am being swept away. This can't be the end.
Now we're moving to the man who is like the Beetlejuice type person.
I am regret. Please, please let me back in. I never meant to go. Open the door, Jonas.
All right, now we're moving to the creature who is staring at the sky with his mouth open.
I am self-denial. I'm every feeling you've blocked out, every joy you've denied yourself. I am more human than you will ever be.
Now let's go to the bloodied man with the man, the dog creature that's bleeding on the floor.
I am panic. Oh God, no, no, no. I failed him. You failed me, and now we must pay.
And now we're going to go to the split child.
Guilt, as am I. I watch the mistake you made over and over, and then I watch your brother die before my eyes. I watch you do nothing. And I watch you do nothing over and over. You can only decide to be whole again.
Now I move to the man in the fetal position in the corner.
I am reclusion. I am everything you ran from. Every unpleasant thing shoved back inside. They can't climb my walls. They can't find what I've stored in the shell. You can. You can.
Now we move to the blinking red eye.
I'm paranoia. There, do you see them? Every fabricated lie, every swarm around my head ceaselessly. Why won't they leave me be? Make them leave, Jonas, make them leave.
Now it'll be moved to the blood creature that was eating the blood.
I am suppression. I taste every feeling you've swallowed. I feel them clotting in my throat. I feel them burning my belly.
I think I'm dying. You're killing me, Jonas.
Now we move to the headless dog.
I am decay. I'm waiting for you, Jonas.
And now we move to the man on top of the water tower.
I'm anxiety. Please give me a voice, Jonas. Please help me.
And the last being is ourself, our own demon. We are the final demon.
So, we finally meet. You finally mustered up the courage to crawl through your filthy mind and find me. You are pathetic. Don't you know what's going on here? Are you too stupid to figure it out? Or perhaps you don't want to. You must like squirming in the dark like a maggot to have spent so much time in this place. My place. Don't you realize these are your thoughts, your memories, your guilt, and your obsessions? And they all hate you. They all hate you for what you've done. They keep you chained here to make you pay for the suffering they've endured. And that's not all, is it? Your brother is dead because of you. You let him die because you weren't watching. Soon your marriage will suffer the same fate. You flounder in your guilt and anger and let yourself rot. Every chance of a life worth living, gone. You're afraid to be alone with your thoughts, so you try to drown them. What you don't realize is these voices you've tried so hard to block will scream more and more loudly. Scream until your ears bleed. So just keep covering your ears, Jonas, because one day soon, you might sink so deep you'll never hear anything again. No.
No! No! Stop! Stop it! Just shut up! I don't want to hear it anymore. You don't rule me. I don't have to live like this. I don't have to live like you. He then breaks the mirror to the light before him. He crawls through and steps to one final demon.
Well, 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 can it be? It certainly has been some time. There's no need to be frightened, dear one. This place is safe, and I'm not here to harm you. It's so good to see you again. How does it feel to be back amongst your thoughts? This place has changed much in time. As you can see, dear Jonas, this place has gone to the dogs for real. Do you remember how it was before the darkness? Do you remember how it used to be before your brother passed? You were oh so little, and you used to visit us all the time. We were your best friends. Don't you see, Jonas? We are you. We loved you once, and we still do. But some of us are terribly confused, frightened. And that phantom in the mirror who calls himself you, has he been keeping the truth, you from the truth for these vicious lies. Without you, this darkness suffocates us. It's warped us into something you can hardly recognize. Something monstrous. But we are still yours, dear Jonas. And for as long, and we long for the light. That warm light that shone every day. Back when you used to love us. Back when you used to love you. What are you doing, Jonas? Why is it so dark? You know what you need to do. You need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself for what you have done. And forgive those who have hurt you. Then, and only then, can you live your life fully. Until then, we all remain here, crying for the warmth of light. A door opens. I don't see a door on screen. Oh, I do. It's above him. And I walk through the door. Am I back home? It doesn't look as anything has changed. The moon looks so beautiful tonight. Don't worry. I'll try harder and I won't give up. You'll all see the light again.
He then is seen rolled over in the bed and cuddling his wife. The end. Game and design and story by Sherilyn Lima and Alan. Oh, wow, that's moving too fast for my my mouth to keep up. There's a bunch of stuff, people who did this. Again, this is a short, very short game. This is done, and this is Keep in Mind. I will definitely have to do some sort of warning at the very beginning of this. If you enjoyed this recording, let me know. It's definitely something. No shout outs today. Next week we start with Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, so go check that out. And I hope you enjoyed this really, really dark tale for Halloween. Ooh, trigger warnings. So many trigger warnings. Thank you, and I'll catch you next time here at The Verse.